Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophet says the finished work of Christ, episode 50. So we're going to a fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you are received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. So unless you keep in memory, you keep focusing on what I preached, what I preached, then you're walking in vain. And I say, always break it and say that you will not walk in vain. You will not believe in vain. Oh, hallelujah. Someone shout hallelujah where you are. Says, for I delivered unto you, he said, that which I also received. And what is it? What did he deliver? What did he receive and deliver? He said, first of all. So he's talking about the first of all of the gospel, is that how that Christ died. What's the first of all of the gospel? How that Christ died. So how that Christ died is what we are talking about in this session of the episodes, because we're going to go to 7 junctions of the gospel. So this one is how that Christ died. We're talking about his death, we're talking about number one junction is his crucifixion. But before we spoke about the crucifixion, we went to the Garden of Gethsemane. So we are at the point where I say that you have received the life of God, that Jesus Christ came so that he could take on the nature of the devil. He could take on the nature of, and what is the nature of the devil? Spiritual death. Anytime you hear spiritual death or death in the Bible, he's talking number one about spiritual death, before the second thing will be about physical death, then the third thing will be eternal death. So you now have the life of God in you, because when Jesus came, he dealt with spiritual death on your behalf. He was your substitute, and he died your death, and he took on spiritual death. So when you say he died your death, the first death is spiritual death, before secondly physical death, and then thirdly eternal death. So this is what Christ came to do, and this life you have received is the development of your spirit. The development of your spirit. Listen, because this has happened to you, listen again, say bye-bye to failure. You will never fail. Listen, I say bye-bye to failure. If you will do what I say, you have to employ your mouth. You have to say it. You have to say, I have the life of God. I have received the life. This life is mine. It is mine. This life is working. It is operating in me. This life is the nature of God. And in him is life. And this life is the light of men. This life is the development of men. Development has happened to my spirit. Oh God. Oh God. You see, you have to do it like that. If you do not do it like that, it is... Spiritual things are not automatic. They are not like a ripe mango that will fall into your hands as you go and sit under. No, it is something that you have to learn how to walk in the light of it. You have to learn how to walk in the light of it. So in walking in the light of it, it means that you are going to learn how to walk in the reality and in the fullness of what God has given you. You will have to take possession of what God has given you. Now, how do you take possession of something that you do not know? That will mean you opening your Bible and learning about this life. It means that you have to take on every word, especially read the New Testament. When it talks about life, you put it down. And I quoted the first life, that one, every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows how to say, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Put it down. Put that everlasting life there. Now I have everlasting life. Then you go to John 5:24-27. Then you go to Romans 6:23. You go to, there are so many verses. Go for them and put, personalize these scriptures. Listen, I say go for them and personalize it. And when you personalize it, it is meant for saying. It's not meant for thinking. You have to say it. That is how the Bible, the scriptures, that is how they boom. For you to experience a boom, for you to experience these things I'm talking about in your life, you will have to employ your mouth. There is no other way. Listen, there is no, you can do anything, think about it, read it. Okay, if you are meditating, it is good. But even in meditation, you will have to now say it. You have to come to the point where you are saying and saying, I have the life of God in me. I have eternal life. I've got the nature of God in me. I'm walking in eternal life. This thing has given light to my spirit. It is my development. My spirit has received development. Oh my God. Because of that, I'm saying bye-bye to failure. I will not fail in anything. I cannot fail in anything. Because I have the very being of God in me. The very substance of God is in me. The very nature of God in me. The very life of God in me. This is the gospel. This is what Jesus has come to do. Oh, listen. This is the way to go about it. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.